With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A federal appeals court says the Trump administration's attempts to keep the president's former lawyer, Alina Habba, as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor were illegal, and she's disqualified for the job. A panel of judges from the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia siding with a lower court judge's ruling in the case. The Trump administration's shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending the war in Ukraine continues following weekend talks in Florida with Ukrainian officials. Presidential envoy Steve Witkoff is off to Russia. The BBC's Sean Dilley says the president is hoping for a breakthrough.
The president struck a positive tone as he prepared to board Air Force One. He said he wanted to stop people being killed, and he believed Russia wanted to see it ended too. President Trump confirmed that his special envoy, Steve Witkoff, would travel to Moscow this week to continue talks with Russia. But with Kyiv having ruled out ceding more territory or limiting the size of its military, the future shape of any peace agreement with Russia remains unclear. This morning, President Zelensky will be in Paris for talks with the French President Emmanuel Macron.
There were more Russian attacks on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, over the weekend. President Trump confirms he has spoken with Venezuelan President Maduro.
After weeks of threatening military action on Venezuelan soil, the president told reporters that, yes, he had spoken with Maduro. However, he offered no details of the phone call, saying he didn't want to comment on it. The New York Times first reported that the two leaders spoke earlier in November and discussed a possible meeting in the U.S. On Saturday, Donald Trump warned that Venezuela's airspace should be considered closed in its entirety. But then on Sunday night, he said, don't read anything into those comments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Dow is down 259 points and NASDAQ off 170. This is SRN News. Christmas celebrations are underway in Bethlehem again.
After a two-year hiatus because of the war in Gaza, believers in the City of Christ's Birth are cautiously planning to publicly enjoy the holiday. The annual tree lighting ceremony in Bethlehem is set for December 6th, and it is hoped that at least a few tourists will make the trip. President Trump has been trying to secure a lasting end to the war, which was sparked by the 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas, which is accused of repeatedly violating the current ceasefire. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle campaign is in full swing across the country. The official kickoff came during halftime of last week's game between the NFL's Dallas Cowboys and Kansas City Chiefs, but in some places, the ubiquitous bell ringers have been on the job for weeks. The legendary Christian relief organization raises a large portion of its annual donations between Thanksgiving and Christmas. This is SRN News. Major retail chains and tech companies are offering new or updated artificial intelligence tools just in time for the holiday shopping season.
They hope to give consumers an easier gift-buying experience and themselves an augmented share of online spending. Although AI-powered purchases are still somewhat in the early stages, the shopping assistants and agents rolled out by the likes of Walmart, Amazon, and/or Google can do more than the chatbots of holidays past. The latest versions were designed to provide personalized product recommendations, also to track prices, and to place some orders through unscripted conversations with the customers. Jason Walker reporting.
Around 250 federal border agents are beginning a months-long immigration crackdown in southeast Louisiana and into Mississippi. It's been dubbed Swamp Sweep. SRNNews.com.